Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, January 18th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, We're in Charge. Our text is taken from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Pastor P says, all the evil and atrocious plans and agendas of Satan for the nations of the world can't succeed because of our stand against him. After the rapture, Satan will have his way according to the scriptures. But until then, we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are in charge and in control. We determine the destiny of the nations. Hallelujah! Some people believe we don't stand a chance because they're not a part of what we're doing. They are like the men of Succoth that the Bible talks about in Judges chapter 8 verse 5, who instead of supporting Gideon mocked him. They ridiculed Gideon because they didn't believe he and his small number of weary troops were capable of defeating the Midianite warriors. But Gideon succeeded without their support. As long as we're not all quiet and ignorant about Satan's agenda for the world, he can't lord it over the nations. Never! In Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, and I found none. He didn't say, I sought for many people. Therefore, as long as some of us stand our ground on the word against the devil and his cohorts, their works will be thwarted. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 25 from the Message translation aptly summarizes their end. It says, God makes the magicians look ridiculous and turns fortune tellers into jokes. He makes the experts look trivial and their latest knowledge look silly. This is what's happening around the world because of our prayers. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. The Lord is in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments. No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. I come against the structures, systems, and schemes employed by Satan to propagate his deception and fear across the nations. Those structures are overthrown and every evil work is exposed. Judged and sentenced in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Psalm chapter 149 from verses 5 to 9 and 1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, therefore, as long as some of us stand our ground on the word against the devil and his cohorts, their works will be thwarted. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.